congratulations to Wake Forest for your most definite win today. You are listening to another show, Bridging the Gap, with Minister Dwayne Kennedy, and I'm Ellen Forbes. And today we have in the studio, we have Sharice Martin Davenport. Y'all, give her one of those claps.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wake Forest did good today, right?
Yeah, they got a great
double overtime.
I think they what, 12-2.
I haven't been following, but yeah, you know. Yeah. But listen, thank you, God, for all those that are tuning in to us today, either via Facebook. You can go to likethetriad.com and also, you know, 103.5, 1340, 1400, and all those amazing radio stations that the Truth Network has. Shout out to the Truth Network.
Amen, amen.
So, again, our guest today, Mrs. Sharice Martin Davenport, is in the studio with us. And today we are going to talk about pain to purpose. Sharice, first of all, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Awesome, awesome, yes, awesome, awesome, yes, awesome. And you know, we're going to act like we don't know each other, but you know, we talk on a daily basis. I mean, probably a couple of times a day. This is my homegirl, you guys. This is my friend. This is my sister in Christ. And just, she's just an amazing person. And today is going to be one of these days. We're going to dig into some testimonies. But of course, we're going to always make sure that we're going to give the glory and the honor to God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, Sharice, why do you think I wanted you on the show? Let me just ask that. I know I just threw that out of the air. Out of the air. Why do you think I wanted you on the show?
Because I am a living testimony.
Amen. Amen. And I know, you know, the word speaks that we all are. You know, yes, we're all mm-hmm. letters. We talked about that last week. We all yes. letters. Was that last week? If you tuned in, that was that was last week.
Yeah, we touched bases on that. Mm-hmm. A written letter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We're all written letters. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if it's a testimony or what you're going through, what does your letter say? But today we're talking about pain to purpose.
Hallelujah.
Pain to purpose. And I know, you know, all of our listeners have endured some pain. And, you know, am I safe to say, Sharice, that you have, Dr. Davenport, I do have to give you shouts outs to that because she don't like to wear that, but you know, she worked hard.
She earned that, huh?
Yeah, she earned that. Like, let's give it up for her, you know.
I appreciate it. I keep that one in my suitcase. Amen,
amen. But, you know, is it safe to say that, you know, the pain, everybody goes through pain, but sometimes our pain looks different.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm not even going to sit here and lie and say I don't wake up in pain every day, because I do.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
it's not what you do, it's how you deal with it.
Amen.
And so I deal with my pain differently. You know, I lost my daughter to cancer in 2016, and it's been tough. It's tough every day, you know, yes. waking up every day without your child. Yes. You know, nothing is never going to be the same. You just got to learn how to do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of standing in that dark place, and I was in a very dark place for a long time, and last year, God said, no more.
Right.
This is not you. You know, and you know, we say he's never going to put anything on us than more than we can bear. But sometimes, y'all, it's a little difficult. It's a little tough, especially when you lose a child.
Yeah.
And so I had time to talk to him through my hurt and pain.
Amen.
And I started my foundation. And so I took all that hurt and pain, put it in a bowl, mixed it up, and said, what am I going to do with it? Am I going to stay in here, feel sorry for myself, or I'm going to take this hurt and pain and be a blessing to other people? So right. I'm being a blessing to other people. This is how I grieve today. This is how I deal with my pain, by being a blessing to others.
Amen. Right, right. And Minister Kennedy, I know, you know, me, you and I have talked many times about, you know, our trials and things that we're going through. And, you know, do you want to share a little bit about some of the pain that you experienced? Because I can say your pain is different.
Well, yeah, you know, all of us. You know what? This is the funny thing about pain, tribulation. Something that would affect me might not affect you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But it's still pain. It's still struggle. It's still tribulation.
Right.
And when I went through my my situation, it was more or less, I found out that pain, struggle is a part of the process.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The struggle is part of God's plan. See, we want God's plan without the tribulations, right, and the struggles and the frustrations. Mm. You know, it's just a part of life. Now, I tell people this because, you know, we know God is in control of everything.
Everything.
But then I also see scripture. Jesus said that the rain falls on the just as well as the unjust.
That's right.
And he gave an example of that. In other words, good things happen to bad people. Good things happen to good people. Mm-hmm. Bad things happen. You know, I mean, it's just a universal thing. Right. The rain is going to fall. Somebody's going to go through something.
Right.
So that is the foundation of life.
Right.
And then us as Christians, we got this old adversary always trying to stick his head up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But then we also have God working stuff out of us.
Right.
You know, so we can't be in a place like the children of Israel. We can't be in a place like the children of Israel complaining about our struggles. Like you said, you got to get up. You know, you got to come to that point where you're like, you know, am I going to stay or am I going to get up? I don't know what that feel like, but I do know what getting up is.
Right.
I do know what, you know, me saying I'm not going to stay in this situation. Right. I know what that's about.
Right.
We go through so much stuff in life in general, but I love Jesus. Jesus said, listen, in the world you will have tribulation.
Oh, yes.
He said, but guess what? I overcame it all.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what we got to hold on to, sis. So, I mean, you know, all of our pains is different. All of our struggles are different.
Right.
But struggle is a part of God's plan for our lives.
Right.
And we can't figure that out. I mean, you know, God, his wisdom is beyond ours.
Right.
We can't figure it out. We don't understand. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know.
Because
sometimes I feel like, whew. Okay, I'm getting back up. I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? Just when you know, wipe a little sweat off your neck and your forehead, and then you feel like you're about to get down again.
Uh-huh.
Here you're about to get hit down again, and I know you know what I'm talking about. Getting hit multiple times on top of things. So, you know, that's a little synopsis of what we're going to talk about today. We're going to go to a little break, and we're going to play a couple of games and
32 is what I was saying.
32. Okay, gotcha. brother, you gotta know that about me, brother man. We in here playing, having a good time in the Lord, and you know, this is what Bridging the Gap is all about. Today we're talking about pain to purpose. So, Mrs. Davenport, the reason why you on this show is because, you know, we know each other's pain. We feel it. But we're here to help others so they won't wallow in it. You know, however we can do, we can give them a word, you know, give them some encouragement so they won't wallow in this pain. Because like you said, everybody's pain is different.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's struggle is different. And, you know, Bridging the Gap is all about, you know, connecting the church back to the streets. Sometimes when you talk to people in the streets, what do they say? We don't know their pain.
Absolutely.
You know, sometimes people go to the other side or, you know, to gangs because they feel like no one understands them. Mm-hmm. Because they feel like, you know, let's say religious people or church folk don't get them. So we're here today to bridge that gap,
yeah,
to let you know we understand.
Yeah.
Like we have all been on our backs looking up at the sky.
Yeah. And the Bible tells us, put no confidence in the flesh. And I stand on that.
Right.
But we can put confidence in the Spirit of God that is in people.
Absolutely.
You know, we can believe in God. And I think a lot of times we shy away from that because like we pointed out, we don't know it all.
Right.
But one thing for sure, God does. Now, when most people get into their situations, they fall back away from God.
Right.
Instead of going to him. I love the scripture. It says that the righteous man falls seven times and pick himself up when a fool would fall right into damnation. And the thing about that scripture is, what made the man righteous? What made him righteous was the fact that he never gave up. He never stayed down.
Right.
You know, yeah, he got hurt. Boom. He went through.
Right.
But he got back up.
Right.
He said, you know what? I'm not going to go out like this. He got back up. And I think that's the process in life that Christ wants to see in us.
Right.
Striving and continually to go and move on in better direction.
Right. And I feel wholeheartedly that, you know, this is a start, but we're moving the church into a better direction.
Amen.
It's going to be all about God in here.
Yeah.
All about God. And we'll talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, it's going to be all about, you know, the truth, even when it hurts in here.
Amen.
Even when it hurts. So, you know, that's what Bridging the Gap is about. And that's why you're here, Sister Davenport, to help give a word. So we're going to go to a break. And Minister Candy going to play some good old gospel hip hop. No, not some old, but some gospel hip hop music.
Some of that gospel hip hop.
Yes.
Hip hospital.
Wait a minute. What? Say it again.
I said a friend of mine, St. Q, he calls it hip hospital. You know, he replaced the G with the H, and he called it hip hospital.
Hip hospital. You know okay, what I mean? I'm gonna try that.
Yeah, but that's what it's about. Hey, like we just out here sharing the gospel. Hey, man,
that's
we'll
right.
be right back.
It is Acts 20:24 in 2024.
True commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book First Words of Jesus.
On his way to certain imprisonment and certain martyrdom, the Apostle Paul says these words, "None of these things move me. Neither do I count my life dear unto myself, that I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." See, we don't know what awaits us this year. We know Jesus Christ, though, and we know he is with us. We know that his joy is our strength and his gospel is our message. Hey, grab a verse and make it your New Year's verse and share it with everyone. And let's keep the word of God and the joy of the Lord as our New Year's resolution. Acts 20:24 in 2024.
True commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book First Words of Jesus. Available now in bookstores or go online to firstwordsofjesus.com.
Feel like I won the award. Feel your breath when they press and record. In the booth, we just don't wanna cut. With these verses, I'm going to war. I'm just thankful you call me your boy. I just wanna be used by my father. Cause the point is to show on my Abba. I just feel like the time is upon us. We the children in need of his guidance. I don't need no AP to live in this timing. Like it's shady, we still not afraid. Tell my lady I'm here to the grave. Put me in like I play for the Braves. You had a good run, but he closing the game. Behold him. This with your own hands, share your glory with no man. Leave my heart wide open. Tell me when the walls was closing. Now your heart is flowing. I can't stop this moment. Stand on the top, see it all bitter. When I stand on the rock, see it all clearer. Yeah, my pops told me about a pallbearer who can open caskets, he a soul stealer. When you look at my jeans, you can't compare them. Cause the spirit of God gave me raw denim. Had boys in me, only God filled them. Never thought he'd ever put a cross in them. By you.
Amen.
I want to be used by you, Lord. Yes. You know, that's one of them things we ask for.
Yes, we ask for it.
But we don't want, we want the plan without the struggle.
Right.
Be careful what we ask for. Yes. Uh-huh.
Hey, we got a caller on line one. Caller, are you there?
I am here.
Hallelujah. Hey, Carla, how are you? You got something to share with us?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. We're just blessing the Lord, and we just appreciate. You got a family member here, huh?
Yes, I do. My daughter.
Oh, come on, somebody.
All right. Yes. Well, hey, Mama.
Well, hello, love. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
I want to tell you, you look beautiful, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you so much.
I
love y'all.
I just want to let you know, this show is so inspirational to people, and they really need this right here now, these days and homies.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Amen.
Thank you. And I heard love in the background.
Doing a good job.
Thank you.
You got over here blushing now.
Yes. This is the only person on earth that would get me to be quiet.
I know the feeling.
Amen.
Hey, Pookie. Hey. I love you.
I can't see you.
Okay.
We love y'all. Y'all keep up a good job.
Amen. Thank Appreciate you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye. Love y'all. Bye. See y'all soon.
Okay, bye.
Amen, amen.
Yes, I'm blushing. Y'all know that's the only. We talked about in the show previously, previous shows, like, well, I guess I'm going to ask you, do you have N's and U's on your report card? Oh,
it's been so long. I can't remember.
Oh, shoot. I'll never forget.
We didn't have that.
I don't know if we even had that when I was getting reported.
Yeah, that was the new
age. I'm not even going to tell my age. It's been so long.
I got them.
Mm-hmm.
I got them. And the lady, the amazing woman that just got off the line, that's the only one that was, you know, get me to be quiet.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Oh, you was one of them talkers, huh?
I was a talker. I'm still a talker. Mama and my husband be like, just give me the keys. And, you know, we be at the church. They be like, just give me the keys and we'll just go sit in the car, you know. I'm a talker.
Amen. But, hey, back to the subject at hand. I'm going to tell you something. You know, this is one of those serious conversations that most Christians, because, you know, the prosperity message, I remember I was there when the prosperity message came to life.
Right.
And, you know, everything was about blessings and blessings and blessings on top of blessings.
Yes.
And you know, no one was stand fasting in the gospel and all of that stuff. And I just, you know, Romans 5:3, I'm going to read a little bit of that because this is what the Bible says about tribulation, about trials, about hard times, about things that we go through. It says we glory in tribulation because tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed of the trials that we go through.
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of times we are ashamed that we're going through some things.
Right.
But listen to what that said. That said, we glory. That word in the Greek, glory, we boast in it.
Mm-hmm.
We boast in we boasting in our trials and tribulations. This is what the Bible tells us. We boast in this. Man, listen, I'm standing on this. Yeah, it happened. It's sad. It's tragic.
Right.
But I'm boasting in it. God is good. I'm still going to... Man, listen, that's some deep stuff right there.
It is. And then, you know, 1 Peter 5:10, it says, but the God of all grace who have called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthen, and settled you.
Mm-hmm.
So that means, hey, we're going to. As long as you have breath, we're going to go through some trials and tribulations. We're going to go through some pain. And it was something you were saying earlier about, you know, how it looked, how, you know, you know that pain feels. But I was also thinking about, you know, insects. A caterpillar goes through that metamorphosis period. Now, I have never been a caterpillar. I don't know how that feels, but I'm pretty sure it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure, you know, the eating, bloating yourself to what, 4 or 5 times your size, making yourself into some type of cocoon or some type of covering around you, and your big body is inside this cocoon for an amount of time, then it's not over. It's not over. Then you got to get out. Mm-hmm. You got to come out of it. So that pain and suffering that that caterpillar was going through to make itself into a beautiful butterfly. Amen. You know, that reminds us of what we're going through. Although the pain and the suffering that we're going through, look at the beauty that's coming out of it.
And you know, that's what the scriptures point out, that the sufferings and things that we go through cannot compare to the joy that's coming.
Ooh.
You know, and a lot of times we get stuck in what we see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why we can't live by what we see.
Right.
I'm be honest, sometimes I struggle.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I struggle. Mm-hmm. The human side of me struggle. And you know, and it was meant for me to be here today.
Mm-hmm.
Because whoo, it's not easy doing God's work. It's not easy standing in his path doing the things that he have for you, because the enemy is always coming at you. And you know, I'm sitting here today, and I needed to be here today, because right. I was in a bad place yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was in a bad place. And even as people that's walking that path with God, we still be tested and we still be attacked. We mm-hmm. still get attacked.
Right.
All the time.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. And we have to keep the joy of God in our hearts, because mm-hmm. how the enemy is so busy. But I'm sitting here today in my suit and heels. But yesterday I was in handcuffs.
Mm.
Because of somebody else's negligence.
Come on, talk about it.
Somebody else's negligence.
Come on, talk about it.
And
I mean, just the adversary.
Yes, the adversary.
That's the only job the adversary has, is to just to walk to and fro.
Yes. And it broke my spirit. It broke my spirit yesterday. It put me in a place where I had to say, God, you have me doing this, but sometimes I wonder why.
Yeah.
I wonder why. Mm-hmm. And it just put me in a place to where I broke down and I cried. You know, I cried. It's not easy. People just don't know what we live and go through every day trying to do what God has for us to do.
Right. But praise God for it, though.
It's not easy. Yeah. Yes. And I thank
him. Scripture points out, you know, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to question God.
Right.
It's okay to ask him questions.
Mm-hmm.
He thrives on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I love it how he takes the time, because the Bible says, though the Lord is high, yet he has respect unto the lowly.
Yes.
Listen, he went through what we went through.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's not far from what we went. He knows mm-hmm. what we went through. Mm-hmm. See, so it's easy to go to him. And see, we have him as our big brother.
Yep.
Going to the Father, like, listen, Lord, listen, I believe that he's going to the Father just like that.
Right.
Lord, look at Dwayne now.
Right.
Now, you see, he going, come on, Father, send him some strength.
Look, yes. Daddy.
Uh-huh.
Daddy.
My husband always like, who are you talking to? I'm having my conversation out loud with God, because he always said, baby, who are you not talking to?
Uh-huh.
I said, as long as I don't answer myself back, I'm all right.
Hey, you know what? I was being nosy the other day. I pulled into a restaurant drive-thru.
Uh-huh.
I was being super nosy. And there was a guy, you know, a street guy. He was just sitting over there having a big conversation mm-hmm. with nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to hear, I was like, what is he saying? Who is he doing? You know, I want to hear what he had to say. So,
right.
So I rolled my window down and got a little close. I wanted to hear this conversation.
Uh-huh.
But the point I'm trying to make, God won. Because, yeah, I was being nosy.
I was like,
is he talking some sense, or is this guy just crazy? Yeah. But that's how we get sometimes. Yeah. That's how we get. We have to be that way sometimes.
Right.
I look at the conversation with God and Job. I look at the conversation with God and Elijah.
Right.
I look at those conversations. I like studying the book.
Yeah. Right.
You know, I look at the conversations with God, Jesus, and Paul.
Right.
You know, I mean, these are conversations that we learn from.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then the scripture that says, because I dissect this book, the scripture that says, come. He says, come to me. He's ready to answer our questions.
Right.
And it's just like, wow, Lord, wow, he's really there for us. Now, in the flesh, you can't see that.
Right.
But when you build your spirit on him, man, I tell you, he answers you.
Absolutely.
He gives you strength in your soul.
Right.
Look at the activities of the angels. Mm-hmm. The Bible says they ascend and descend. Absolutely. They ascend and descend. So what? Guess what? They're already here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If we look at Jacob's situation, mm-hmm. they got the prayer
right
to take up to God.
Right.
And coming down, the adversary tried to stop that prayer. Mm-hmm. That answered prayer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
Listen, we got to talk to God. Prayer is our biggest enemy, and we don't even use it. Mm. And I try to use it as best as I can.
Yes, I'm not afraid.
I fall on my face in a minute.
For anybody, I don't care where I'm at. Me and my husband hold hands. We say our prayer. Even if we eating a snack, mm-hmm. we gonna eat a snack. We gonna say our prayer first. You know, that's the relationship I have with God.
Amen.
That I'm not ashamed.
Amen.
Right. I mean, I start shouting in the grocery store just by saying thanking him, because something might not seem big to you. Mm. I know what this is. When I did that live with this particular doll I was looking for my daughter, in honor of my daughter, and I broke down in Walmart and I had everybody crying because they don't know the meaning of. He had this one particular doll just for me.
Right.
And I wasn't going there looking for it.
Amen.
But when I went there, I said, I know I'm not going to find this doll. And there it was. It's one of them. And I praised him.
You know, it's stuff like that people don't realize God is very. I remember and I recall this is my early salvation walking with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I was living in Minnesota cold. I don't know if you ever experienced Minnesota cold. Minnesota cold be like, like 40 degrees below zero,
like
wind chill.
I don't like this cold. I don't like this cold.
And I didn't have a car at the time. I wasn't mad. It was just me, myself, and the Lord, right? And I was like, okay, Lord, I got enough to make it back from my job, but I'm going to have to walk. Mm. Minnesota cold.
Wow.
And I just knew, and as little as this is, I just knew that God was getting to bless me. As soon as I came out of my house, little couple dollars was laying right there on the thing, so I catch that bus so I can get, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's the simplistic things that God, he's so interested in our lives.
Right.
You know, and we be looking for him for this and that. But I'm going to tell you something. He wants to get involved in every detail of our lives.
Can you say that again for the people in the back?
Hallelujah. I tell you.
Say that again, because some people be, you know, these last, 4 or 5 years, the manifesting and the fasting and all those are great and biblical. I also want you to point that. Please say that again. It's the little things.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is the little things. We sitting up here in our journals, beginning of the year in our journals. I want that $50 million. And what about those things that God, hello, you opened your eyes.
Amen.
Praise God for opening your eyes.
A blessing.
Thank you, God, for
monetary.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not always monetary.
Mm-mm.
It is not. It could be health.
Amen.
You know the things that we see and don't see.
just giving us the strength to go on without a child. That,
right.
I love it's that, a story.
You know?
Yeah, it's a story in the Book of Acts. I forget what this guy named. Bible says he was a great man. He was a righteous man, and this is what he asked for. He said, I'm not sure. I can't tell you where it's at. You have to go look it up for yourself. And I always say, please go study. Go find this and prove it. You know what I mean? But the man said, this is what the man said. He said, I just need enough to take care of mine.
Right.
You know, that was his whole concept. I don't need more and I don't need less.
Right.
I just need enough to take care of mine. And see, this is the day and age that we live in. We living in this popcorn microwave society when everybody want to get rich quick or die trying. Mm-hmm. And they forget the whole concept about just being satisfied.
Right.
The whole scripture is about being satisfied. The children of Israel just weren't satisfied. They was complaining about everything. And it's sometimes you just got to be satisfied. I mean, you know, I don't have everything that I want to have, but I have everything that I need. And Christ is the center of all of that.
Yes. Right.
Yes. I just thank him for, I look back at where I was 2 years ago. I couldn't be this.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even get up out my bed and put on no clothes.
Hallelujah.
I asked for him to take me. I asked for him, why are you allowing me to keep living? Why are you allowing me to open up my eyes every day when you, the most precious thing
Hallelujah.
Is gone? And I'm sitting here today, can come out feeling good about me, being able to talk to other people when I knew where I was. I was in a dark place where couldn't nobody help me but him.
Hallelujah.
I got in a place so dark that I didn't care for my husband, the rest of my kids, the grandkids. Nobody else mattered to me. And he allowed me to get in that deep, dark hole to show me I got you.
Amen.
All you got to do is just let me take your hand and let me guide you.
Man, that's a testimony because people haven't experienced that. But you know what? People are going to experience that because this is just me. I'm not no prophet. But I believe these days in 24, it's going to get so rough, you know, just because of current events, just because of what the Bible speaks on, you know. But I tell you, when you stand on his word, but what you're talking about, that was the conversation that Elijah had with God. God, kill me. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Right.
I'm ready to go.
Right.
See, so and this is why scripture is so relevant to me. Mm-hmm. Because, like I said, I study the word. I study the person of Christ, right? Mm-hmm. And I see some things that are said that a writer wouldn't write. Mm-hmm. Even the scripture when Jesus said, "I go to prepare a place for you," and then his goodness, because this is in scripture, mm-hmm. his goodness, his good character said. And if it wasn't so, I wouldn't tell you that. you know what I'm saying? A writer wouldn't think to write that.
Right.
That came out of Christ's mouth. He said, right. I'm going to prepare a place for you. But his goodness and righteousness had to tell us. He said, listen, and if it wasn't true, I wouldn't tell you that. Absolutely. Man, God is something else, man.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry, but gosh.
I always said Jesus was that poet, man. Uh-huh. I tell you, Yahweh was like, oh, I can't imagine.
Since I went back to see if that was actually in the manuscripts. You know what I mean?
You actually did the research.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Right.
So And it's just so great. I guess we're going to go to this break right
yes,
now.
Yes, yes.
And we'll be right back
we'll
on
Bridging
right
the Gap.
There is something about a name. We all have one. My name is Peculiar. Very odd, but kind of cool. Sometimes I tell people my name is Isabella. It sounds Latin. Well, when I had a baby, I was asked, what would I name the baby? I said, if it's a boy, I have to think about it. But if it's a girl, it's definitely going to be Chantel. That's French. How about the Virgin Mary? She knew when her baby was going to be born, who the father was, and the gender. Mary had it made. So, Mary, what is your baby's name? She said, his name is Jesus. Boy, what a name. I wonder how much did he weigh? This is Elder Peculiar La Goretta Sprinkle with your words of inspiration. God bless you.
This is WPOL 278B in Winston-Salem and W273DH High Point.
The weapon for the kingdom and the city. Speaking life into the youth. Can you feel me?
Yes and amen.
Amen. We are back. Ooh, so Charisse, let's talk for a little bit. Tell me about your nonprofit organization.
All right. Hey, everybody. So my nonprofit is Smiley Sweets Foundation, and it's in honor of my daughter that I lost to cancer back in 2016. And what the Smiley Sweets Foundation do is we bless young kids and guide their families in low-income, high-crime areas. You know, we let them know that their environment does not define who they are as a person and that they can do anything and be anything that they want. And we have different programs. We have the Fish for Tish program. And the Fish for Tish program is the program that we teach the kids how to fish. And we supply all the fishing rods and tackle boxes and everything like that. And we're working on another program to add to that called Survival Cooking. And that's going to be coming later on this year. We have the Smiley's Boutique. And the Smiley's Boutique is where we do makeovers for young ladies and build up their self-esteem. And I have cooking classes and different classes there.
Definitely needed.
Yes. I have the Business of Sex program where I work with kids and teach them how to do resumes, look for job applications, show them how to dress for success. Wow. And I also work with the parents as well, teaching them how to work with finances and how to save money.
Amen.
And then if they need any clothes for interviews and stuff like that, and then they can come and help build their resumes and put in job applications in our computer program. And then we have Less Guns and More Fun, and that's for our young men. Podcasting, photography, working with a stand-up comedian. So we just working in different aspects to show these kids that they can be anything that they want to be, that their environment does not define who they are as a person.
Amen.
And that's beautiful. I know you get great joy out of that.
I do.
That's what you call instant gratification, too.
Yes.
Because you can see it in the kids' life and all of that stuff. I mean, right now, today... Mm-hmm. I remember my childhood when, excuse me for saying, but I remember when the white man used to come get me, take me fishing, come and get me, take me camping.
Mm-hmm. You'll never forget it, right?
And in the hood, you know, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. But I remember that. That's implanted in my brain.
Right.
Absolutely.
My dad used to come, and this is a powerful thing. My pops... he wasn't around when I was young, but one thing he did, he used to come get me every summer, take me on road trips. I started saying, man, it's more than just my little hood.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know, you hear that, people? Go take something, go grab some of these kids and take them out the hood.
Yes.
Take them somewhere. Give them a new experience.
Yes.
Get permission from their parents.
And you know.
Ooh, definitely need permission.
And in some cases, hey, if you can, take the parents with them too. But right. The point I'm trying to make is that a lot of people are stuck in the hood. Back in, 16, 15. Winston's, and I think it's still the same way now. Not too much change, but Winston-Salem was known for, they were number two or number three, and if you was born in poverty here, you died in poverty.
It's probably same.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's the same.
And you know what? The only two that was leading that was two Indian reservations.
Wow. What?
Yeah. And I was like, you know, because I moved here from Minnesota, and I was like, come on, that can't be true. So, you know, like, I like to study. I started doing some research on it, and I was like, man, this is true.
And that's why Smiley Sweets Foundation, we take them out that environment. So, you know, my establishment is in a nice neighborhood. I would call one of the rich sides of Winston-Salem.
Right.
And so what I do is I take those kids out of their environment and bring them into that establishment to show them that they can have and do anything that they want to do.
That's a gratification. I'm sorry.
Listen. even bring them. They want those. I'm saying this because I've seen it firsthand. Okay. Those children want to come to Sunday school. They want to come to Bible study. They want to come to church.
Yes.
So that is a amazing job what she's doing. She's taking them out of that area. And exposing them to amazing people.
Spiritual, you know? Guidance.
Yes.
You know, God bless me to have my foundation inside of a church.
Amen.
And what's the best way of guiding kids? But also giving them spiritual guidance.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
And they, I mean, them kids.
That's a win-win.
Oh, it just do something to my joy knowing that I took that hurt and pain and put it into something positive. And it's amazing because last year was the first year that my daughter's anniversary, her passing came, and I didn't even know it because I was at the church working on the foundation and people were calling me, asking me, are you okay? I'm like, why? Today is, and I didn't even know that was that day because I was just so blessed and full of joy mm-hmm. working with these different programs with the mm-hmm. kids. And I said, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. I'm in a different place now mm-hmm. that I forgot mm-hmm. that day was her anniversary because mm-hmm. God had me in a different place.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
So it just feels good.
That yep. is awesome.
It's kind of like you turned it all around. And mm-hmm. I think that's what we need to do in almost every aspect of our life. We have to turn it around.
Right.
Like, it's always a struggle for me just to move. And, you know, because, you know, I had a fall. And they said I supposed to have been paralyzed for life and all this stuff. But it was real painful just to move around. I just refuse. I'm kind of stubborn like that. I refuse just to sit around. And so I force myself to do stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, you know, when we're talking about, you know, children in these low, I'm just going to say under-resourced areas. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it like that because I know we're tired of hearing low income, poverty. You know, I'm going to speak some other stuff. Like, we're going to have to, you know, up and coming because mm-hmm. we're going to have to change the narrative mm-hmm. for these areas. But these children, you know, what they see is what they see.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that they're able to see some different things. You know, Smiley Sweets and, you know, other organizations are really doing great work to make a change in that area. And, you know, what is needed is, you know, we got to get the city and other officials behind these things. Because we have to, listen, y'all, I know you woke up this morning and saw a 12-year-old has been shot. Mm-hmm. You know, I know you've seen a 17-year-old brother took matters into his own hands mm-hmm. to take care of a bully that his sister was, his sister kept getting, from what I'm understanding, his sister kept getting bullied in school.
Both of them.
Oh, mm-hmm. they were both getting
yeah,
bullied in
them.
School.
Mm-hmm.
And he took matters into his own hands because no one was listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
We have to change this. We have to change this. Now, you know, they can work on, you know, the people up there can in Washington can work on, you know, guns and, you know, but we have to change their thinking. We got to change what they see. Yeah. We have to change the people that are these outside influences. And yeah. if they see these things on these videos and they listening to these songs, but then they don't see a male as an elder. You know, a male is, you know, a male that a pastor that can talk to them. I'm not talking about the women because we know the women. You know, we got the women going. You know, we got the men, but we need some men.
Yeah.
I will say this: working in one of those areas for over a year, I learned a lot. Even as adults, we can learn from children. Don't ever think of we're adults. We know it all.
Right.
These kids can teach us something. And these kids have taught me a lot. They just need somebody to listen. And they need to have a safe place as well as we can speak freely. They need to know my voice can be heard too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's where Teen Talk comes in with Smiley Sweets Foundation, where these kids' voices can be heard, where they can speak on things. And I remember when I did my first Teen Talk and I asked them, and these are kids 13 through 18. I said, tell me, what is it differently that you would like to see in your community? And see, they call me Miss Juicy. So you will never hear my name as Sharice. They call me Miss Juicy. And they said, well, Miss Juicy, we just want our parents to get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
We just want our parents to get out and do something.
Mm-hmm.
We just want our parents to get along because when they fighting, they expect us to fight. Mm-hmm. These are kids speaking on this. And then we can be so judgmental when we don't know. Oh, God, everybody was so terrified of me being in that neighborhood. Because I'm not from Winston. Mm-hmm. But everybody born on, And then people say, well, I see you on Facebook. You brave. I'm scared to go over there. Why are you scared of your own people? Why? I go over there, stay over there 1, 2 o'clock, do movie night out there in the community. And guess what? When people know you love them, they're going to respect you
yeah.
and take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
I can go over there with no worries. And all they need you to do is love on them. It makes me feel good. I'm not a seasonal person. And what I mean by a seasonal person is I just don't go over there during Christmas. Mm-hmm. I just don't go over there when it's school to pass out book bags. I'm over there year round. So when I step out, they might remember the person that came Christmas. Oh, that's the lady who gave out the bikes, but they know who I am. Mm-hmm. They come, they hug me. Miss Juicy, can we go with you? So I'm a year round. I'm not a seasonal person. Amen. I'm in these kids' life. As long as God allowed me to keep doing this, I'm going to do it. Amen. And that's what makes me feel good, knowing these kids know who I am because of the love and care that I'm showing them.
Amen.
You know, that's talking, go ahead.
See, that's why I appreciate Ellen, because I remember at the award show and you know how firm you was with your speech and the award that you gave, because you know that's we need to honor people that are doing this.
Amen.
And this is why the scripture says, don't be worrying well doing, because a lot of people aren't getting acknowledged. And we don't do it for the acknowledgement.
Right.
But man, I tell you, to get a good pat on the back, to know good. That your
it
work.
It feels good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. It feels good knowing that people know you love and care about somebody outside of yourself.
But let me say this, though. That award that was done in 2023, that is a long time coming. I remember dealing with Sharice. Oh, this had to be maybe what? Telling our age. It had to be, I don't know. It had to be, it was over 12 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was.
It's going to pop in by itself, too.
2008.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. So I knew it was I
remember the conversation. Miss Juicy.
She was one of the first I met here in Winston. So it's been a long time.
I think it was before 2008, though.
Yeah,
you know?
It was. But it's okay. We're going to tell our age, though. We're going to leave it alone.
Yeah, we tell our age. But, you know, I remember I was her DJ. She asked me to DJ at, I think it was the Grove, or it was a place in, it was a housing community in Greensboro.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. And she was doing things for a sickle cell foundation. Mm-hmm. So she has, she's not new to this.
You know,
she's not new to this. Mm-hmm. It was just a different name then. Mm-hmm. So when she was doing this, this Christmas event, I'm going to tell you, it was an event I'll never forget. She had kids. I mean, it was so many kids and families lined up for food and gifts and, you know, and she had polo. Was it Ralph Lauren polo shirts and jackets? Now this ain't no USPA from Walmart. My son had to teach me that's not the thing. I thought USPA was the same thing, but it's not. But USPA, she did not have that. She had a Ralph Lauren. She had Lee jeans. It was something else. But anyway, she had a lot of items for these kids, and she still do it to this day.
Amen.
20-some years.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, she's not new to this. And, you know, it was a great thing to honor you. You definitely deserved it. And, you know, going back to the scripture, I got to, you know, tie everything back in.
Absolutely.
Because of your pain, even though you did not experience that pain, let's say 20 years ago, let's talk about 20 years ago, you were not experiencing that pain, but your purpose was to reach those children. And through your pain now, you look at reaching them a different way.
Unstoppable.
Yeah.
I'm like a freight train. I'm unstoppable. Amen. Nobody's going to stop me for doing and blessing those kids. Nobody. I don't care if you say that's the worst neighborhood in this city. I'm going.
Amen.
Right. And we, you know, we just praise God for you. We're thankful for you.
Thank you.
Today on Bridging the Gap, we're talking about, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about pain to purpose. You know, your pain, and I know it hurts, it stings. Oh, it has you to your knees. But there's purpose in that pain.
Mm-hmm.
There's purpose. And listen, I'm even talking about that arthritis pain. I am. There's a purpose to that as well, you know. Maybe there's something that we need to do. Maybe you might need to get some things looked at. There's a purpose in it. So we're here today to motivate you, to get you to understand. We know, we understand.
Absolutely.
we understand, but the church, and I'm saying the church as a whole, because that's what we're doing. We're coming from different backgrounds. You're my sister in Christ, but we're coming from different backgrounds, and we're a church in whole.
Amen.
We understand, we love you, and we're here to help you. So we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back.
The weapon for the kingdom in the city. Speaking life into the youth. Can you feel me?
Hey, when I step in the booth, ain't no softness in here, ain't no losses in here, demons all disappear. Like Peter, I be showing no fear, the original Mike Tyson off with his ear beat. Made by 3,004 heat, hundreds and thousands more sleep. I believe it's better bow to the Lord he. Can your proper imitators get devoured nowadays? People wanna make up all type of gods. I chuckle, belt, I laugh. Moses, when he threw down his staff, magicians felt the wrath. Seem like everybody wanna trap in their songs, but I take a different path. Ready Christians that he's spitting ammunition, pay attention, better listen, I'm giving the definition.
When I play on the track, on my foes, let's get back, go to work, and I'm strapped.
Definition of a gangster.
Holy roller.
Definition of a gangster.
With my head to the sky, devil run, better hide. Cause I roll and I ride with them saints by my side. Holy roller.
Definition of a gangster.
Holy roller.
Definition of a gangster.
Gullion's Christian Supply has been the Piedmont's hometown Christian.
Talking about this holy game. No GD, no blood, no crib. Tried that thing, it didn't work. Tried that rap, it doesn't fit. Virus, you ain't touching this. My protector does exist. Bring Christ right to the core. See the plan that he has in store. Read, give, fast, pray. Repeat the cycle, all of my day. Oh Lord, guide my way. Increase my gangster, increase my faith. Help me to hear what you say. Time for war, not time for
when I flow on the track, on my foes, let's get back, go to work, and I'm strapped, bring them demons attack. Holy roller,
definition of a gangster.
Holy roller,
definition of a gangster.
With my head to the sky, devil run, better hide, cause I roll and I ride with them saints by my side. Holy roller,
definition of a gangster.
Holy roller,
definition of a gangster.
Yay. That's Rob SenQ. Look him up on iTunes. Rob SenQ.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like him. You've been playing a lot of SenQ. Hey, SenQ, if you can hear us, you need to come on down here and show us some love.
Amen.
You got to bless us here in the studio while we...
He's ready.
Oh, well, come on. Well,
yeah,
come on.
We just got to set it up for him.
Yeah. So we're here with Sharice Davenport, and we're bopping our heads to some, well, let me say it right, hospital hip-hop.
Hip-hospital. That's Rob. He coming up with that.
Hospital?
Hip-hospital.
Hip-hospital.
Yeah.
I've been saying it wrong. Okay. Hip-hospital. We've been rolling and... rolling and jamming to the songs. Today we talking about pain to purpose. And who else better to be on here live than, you know, the amazing Sharice, Miss Juicy Davenport.
Yeah, thank you.
And y'all got to know Miss Juicy. That was from her childhood. You know, she. And look, I met her mom, and she said she had like what, like two strands of hair.
Fat, juicy baby, and had like two strands of hair. My mama put the biggest bow.
The biggest
come on
bow.
Now. And that's why everybody was like, oh, she's so juicy. So that's where my name come from, Juicy.
So we got Miss Juicy in the studio, listening to the hospital, hip-hop hospital. Hip hospital.
Yes, and I love it. I need them parties.
Listen. Like that just messed me head up. Just trying to say that. Hip hospital. I'm going to get that right.
Gospel hip-hop.
Gospel. I'm going to just keep it. Okay, gospel hip-hop. But we are talking about pain to purpose. And, you know, I just wanted to, you know, say this before we kind of close off this segment. My favorite scripture, 1 Corinthians 2:9. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard what the Lord has for you, what the Lord has coming and what has done for you. So even though you have this pain and you have purpose behind that pain, just know that, you know, you just got to keep going.
Amen.
Because, you know, no one knows that walk that you're going to walk. Did you know 6 years ago that you will be picking yourself up like this?
No, I did not.
And look at you.
Amen.
Look at you. Did you know yesterday the people that you're touching today? You didn't know, but you knew that you had to get in here, right?
I knew I had a purpose.
Yes, you knew you had a purpose. So,
a purpose.
And they, you know, that's what we're talking about. Amen. You know, that sometimes, you know, that pain, like I said, I know it hurts, but we just have to sometimes just keep going. Because there's something that God has for all of us. All those that love him. Mm-hmm. All those that call him his. Like, God is mine. You know, all those that love and cherish him. So, you know, that's what we're talking about today. Of course, Bridging the Gap, we're always talking about how can we connect the church to the street. So I wanted you to briefly tell me what you was telling me earlier about, you know, what can we do to help you in your ministry while you're connecting the church back to the street?
Just keep allowing the kids to have their own voices. A lot of kids don't attend churches because of their background, their parents. Mm-hmm. But the kids that I'm dealing with, their parents are allowing them to have their own voice saying, Mom, I want to go to church. So we go over there in these communities and we get these kids and bring them to church.
Amen.
And I feel like more kids will get involved with church if their own voices can be heard. You'll
right.
be amazed. She's witnessed how these kids look for. They calling me before I even get out of bed. Mm. Is the church man coming over here, Miss Juicy? I'm like, yeah, at the same time, nothing changed. Mm-hmm. They're excited about church.
Amen.
And how we can get the church into these communities, we have to let certain things that's been going on for so years, times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
You can't still do things 20 years ago. You know, you ain't never had a church with kids and you want to keep it like that. You can't do that no more. If you want things on the news to stop happening the way they happening, mm-hmm. you got to allow these kids to be in a safe place and their voices to be heard. Mm-hmm. And the best way you can do it is with spiritual guidance.
Amen.
Right.
They can't get that out on the street seeing the things they seeing, but they can come into these church walls and get it for themselves, not
right.
be put on them, but let them find God their way. And by letting their voices be heard and by letting them come into the church and see what
yeah.
the church has for them. And that's what I love the church that I'm in, because mm-hmm. you understand the word.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I thank God that I have a connection and relationship that I have with him, because a lot of times people not in church or stop going to church because of God. They stop going to church because of the people inside the church.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I thank God that I have the relationship I have with God, because it's not about the people inside the church. It's about what the relationship that me and God has.
Right.
And we need to let these kids experience those same type of relationships.
Yes.
Well, they need to see that the church is here inside of us. You know, it's not, the church is not all about a building as well.
Oh, yes.
You know, they need mm-hmm. to see us day in, day out, every day, not just Sunday, not just Wednesday. This is how we live. This is how a Christian walks. This is how a Christian loves. This is a Christian showing the fruits of the Spirit, all the fruits of the Spirit, not just when it's convenient, you know. So they need to see that every single day.
And you're absolutely right. But they also see when people criticize the person that's walking with Christ when they do something wrong. Yeah. So they see a lot. Mm-hmm. That's why we have to allow them to have their voice and see things on their own, because when you say you're a Christian, you're so easy to be judged. And we have to teach these kids that don't worry about what man or woman say. You go for church for you. Amen. Hear the Lord's word. Because that's why a lot of my parents are not in church. Not because of God, it's because of folks. Mm. So we have to come in a different direction with the children, because see, their parents are set where, no, I'm not going back in another church. People did this, people did that. But we don't want to put that off on the children. Yeah. So I tell my kids, people going to be people, but God ain't going to never change. So you go to church for God, amen, not for the lady up in the front that you feel mean, don't like you. You go for God.
That word that's stays the same. Well, Sharice, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for coming today. I'm going to give you this time to, you know, give your shout outs and just whatever you want to say. So thank you.
First of all, I want to thank God for waking me up and allowing me to be here, and you two inviting me to this wonderful, wonderful, safe place to speak on things and continue doing it. And God continue to bless both of y'all.
Amen. Thank you.
And I got a nice friend, Jason. Yeah. And I know you're going to have him on the show sometime soon because he's awesome.
Yes.
And we're going to be doing some things together. But I also want to thank my church. And the reason why I want to say I thank my church is because it was a time I never would have stepped foot in another church because of how people treated me. But when I found a relationship with God for myself and not for people,
right,
you can't stop me from going to the church that God has me to go to.
Amen.
Right.
So I want to thank God for putting that in my heart to say, don't worry about man, you need to focus on me.
Hallelujah. Right?
And so that's where I'm at today. And so man can't tell me what I can't do when God telling me what I'm going to do. So I just want to thank him for that and thank him for all. It's too many people like you. I just want to thank him for all the wonderful people that he removed, hurt me, that was unworthy for me, that he made me strong to focus and realize what's good and worthy, and all the people he have in my life today. So that's all I want to say.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That's beautiful. Amen. God is good.
Oh, yes.
My husband's part of that. I said everybody he had in my life. Okay. I said it's too many. That's why I say everybody. Oh. And my husband is God and my husband. So Amen. Everybody in my life, my husband is right in there. Everybody
Amen.
In my life.
Amen. Well, of course, you know, I'm Ellen Forrest. We definitely are. This is what we do. We're bridging that gap. I definitely want to give a shout out to my family, to my amazing husband, my daughter, my mom, all my other children, all my grandchildren, you guys, and FCC. I got to give it up to FCC. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just thank you, Minister Candy, for allowing us to have a platform. And, like she said, a safe space.
Safe space, yeah.
That's important.
Yes, it is.
That's really important.
And I'm going to tell you, I can't take any credit for anything. I throw it back on Pastor Stu Epperson Jr., Pastor Mike Calbone, because those are the gentlemen that are allowing this to happen,
mm-hmm.
Because it is a safe place. You know, we have devotions every morning,
mm-hmm.
and one of my things is like, okay, Lord, because we go through so much,
right.
So I learned it just to pray for, Lord, just give me some clear ocean sailing.
Right.
You know, but we also know that what makes a good sailor is not sailing on calm storms,
right.
but it's sailing on them rough waters.
Right.
And that's what makes a good sailor.
Mm-hmm.
So we just appreciate them.
And you learn real quick, too.
Yeah.
especially
when you got
it.
You got to learn it.
Yeah. Man, them rough waters get you.
Uh-huh.
That's a test of that faith, boy. Yeah. That's
uh-huh.
a test.
Yeah.
But you guys, this is another episode of Bridging the Gap. We're going to play some music.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. Jason, we love you.
So what's your verse for the new year? Mine is Acts 20:24 in 2024. True Commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, First Words of Jesus.
On his way to certain imprisonment and certain martyrdom, the Apostle Paul says these words, "None of these things move me. Neither do I count my life dear unto myself, that I may finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God." See, we don't know what awaits us this year. We know Jesus Christ, though, and we know he is with us. We know that his joy is our strength and his gospel is our message. Hey, grab a verse and make it your New Year's verse and share it with everyone. And let's keep the word of God and the joy of the Lord as our New Year's resolution. Acts 20:24 in 2024.
True Commentary with Stu Epperson, author of the book, First Words of Jesus. Available now in bookstores or go online to firstwordsofjesus.com.
The weapon for the kingdom and the city. Speaking life into the youth. Can you feel me?
Yeah, they calling me controversial. I don't know why, I'm just telling the truth.
Hey, yo, Abyss.
Yeah.
Condo made it.
They're indoctrinating kids with lies. It's just evil in disguise. They say that it's love, but they lie. They say that they're girls, but they're guys. Or they say they have no gender. From guy sports to girls, where they're winners. From now on, I identify as a Ninja Turtle. Where's Master Splinter? Somebody asked me, should they pray to Mary for intercession? I pray to a rosary for a blessing. I'll answer truthfully. Here's the lesson. Look, first off, there's no queen in heaven. That's not biblical. It's a deception. We are all equal whenever we get caught up. And if the sun is inside of you, then you pray straight to the Father. I'm done with the church lies. I'm done with you religious guys with no spiritual eyes. The word says the Lord will appear in his temple. So why you look at the sky instead of looking inside? But Isaiah, why do you rap? Jesus is not what hip-hop was made for. But my music has brought thousands to the kingdom. Well, I guess I should stop though, cause you say so, huh? Time and time again, I got people up in my DMs. Oh, comfortable in sin, trying to see if I'ma give in. Oh, I exposed the Masons. Now they wanna say that I'm a Mason. Trying to come after a son of God. They don't even know their pawns for Satan. No, keep your peace, keep your patience, keep it love. That's what the Lord keeps telling me. Flip them off, cuss them out, you a thug. That's what the devil keeps yelling. See, it's a spiritual battle, but I brought my sword, got my armor, got my Lord. Yeah, I know that it's critical when every individual doesn't realize that Satan knows this time is short. You celebrating Halloween, but call it Hallelujah night. Complete buffoonery. You dress like a demon walking inside the church. You look like a fool to me. I don't dress up. Every day I'm a believer. I put on my garments of praise, then it's follow the leader. All these pagan holidays going wild like a fever. When I worship of Ishtar turn to Easter, they telling me to be Christ-like, but they don't even know what Christ-like. I realized once I started reading my Bible that their Christ isn't even what Christ-like. Not even that, but it's not something that Christ-like. All this compromising isn't what Christ-like. It's prosperity gospel where they don't bring up sin and repentance. The church probably got Christ-like. They calling me controversial. They calling me controversial. They calling me controversial. They calling me controversial. Jesus was controversial. Paul was controversial. Elijah was controversial. Yeah, telling the truth is controversial. Wait. Hold up. One more thing. Once saved, always saved is not a thing. I don't care about the scholar and his theology. God's a judging by the fruit, not by a degree. Too many lying pastors are top tier. Motivating speeches about your great life here. Look, we're supposed to be so comfortable. Why would the word say to work at your salvation with fear? Too many comfortable in their sins. Too many lies have been told to Christians. Look, the Lord has said to many, depart from me. That won't be to the world, that'll be Christians. And in a country with Sleepy Joe, they keep trying to hush you. Gas at an all-time high, how can I trust you? But honestly, he's teaching us a great tactic. Anything go wrong in your life, just blame Russia.
They calling me controversial. They calling me controversial. They calling me controversial. They calling me controversial. Jesus was controversial. Paul was controversial. Elijah was controversial. Telling the truth is controversial.
So what?
They calling me 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 controversial.
So what?
Jesus was controversial.
That's right.
Paul was controversial.
That's right.
Elijah was controversial.
That's right.
Telling the truth is controversial.
Up in my heart, say less, pray more, It's a double-edged sword when we rage war. God first, that part, how do your commandments up?
sure my Lord name get lifted. Plenty, plenty, seconds be wasted on flexy things. All my card on God and like, do I let the thunder bang? Pick up my brother, but no operation never crank. Glad he did the same, wage a war with the devil, man.
Yeah, this that next gen, the line we next in. You the God that made me feel more when I was less than. Back then, we were never nothing till you stepped in. My faith is like vinyl, God's the shirt, I'm steady pressed in. Forgot there ain't no off days, like ain't such thing as Saturday. He paid our debt so we can bear food, I call that Apple Pay. Spiritually to Jesus I point, you can find him that away. With the sword of the spirit, every serpent we decapitate.
God first.
That part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart.
Say less.
Pray more. It's a double-edged sword when we rage war.
God first.
That part.
Hiding
your commandments up in my heart.
Say less.
Pray more.
It's a double-edged sword when we rage war.
Last is first, first is last. I ain't capping with you. If you ain't living what you rap, I ain't rapping with you. Living the evil life, give a demon legal right. If you ain't reading right, spit, man, ain't eating right. It's ride, climb, it's slide, climb. You know the vibe, I'm grateful to be alive, God. You know Uncle Dude, keep a couple scriptures with me. And when I come to you, I keep the kingdom hitters with me. Forget your demon time, I'm on this Jesus time. I'm on this king of time, represent for me and mine. Say less, better pray more. Cause it's a double-edged sword when I wage war.
First, everything come after that. He flipped my whole life around. Acrobat, this is wire. Each and every bar. Gotta show the devil who Jesus said that you are. How your spirit filled, how you filled with the Holy Ghost. The devil is a lie, long nose like Pinocchio. I gotta praise the sun, not the flag made for Tokyo. I stay dodging them horns, matador at the rodeo. I wage war, stepping on the devil's playground. Head first, ain't got time to play round. Hallelujahs, I'm a bus, greyhound. Knees to the floor, but stay down.
God first.
That part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart.
Say less.
Pray more.
It's a double-edged sword when we rage war.
God first.
That part.
Hiding your commandments up in my heart.
Say less.
Pray more.
It's a double-edged sword when we rage war.
Yeah, we fighting demons face up like don't come around. I was wasted, drowning in a wound of my doubt. When I screamed, I knew it was a war cry. In my dreams, I saw Jesus breaking soul ties. Like rip, don't talk like zip, but lift it up. Jesus' name, we lifting up like lift, like this, that pressure. Better feel your heart beating, get fit. Knocking limbs off of demons like, you better sissy,
Lay hands on the sick till they all heal. Catch the devil and the demon out with no fear. I don't need a worldly fix, cause my God's here. I can't wait to get to heaven like we all here. Lay hands on the sick till they all heal. Catch the devil and the demon out with no fear. I don't need a worldly fix, cause my God's here. I can't wait to get to heaven like we all here.
Yeah, I was outside, no home, till Jesus brought me in, and I was out.
goddess to my guide. On my knees, I'ma fight Jesus by my side. Now I'ma pray, take away the pain. Jesus is the name. Breaking chains, Holy Spirit reign, cleaning every stain. Every day I will praise his name till I'm in the grave. Never play when it's by my guide.
Father, them souls is waiting outside. I had to go outside for those who outside. I pray he touch you deep inside. I once was outside, but God, you said it's about that time. Father, you saved my life like you have all my time. It was waiting outside. I had to go outside for those who outside. I pray he touch you deep inside. I once was outside, but God, you said it's about that time. Father, you saved my life like you have all my time. Yeah. Listen to every listener upon this right now. Whoever's listening right now, I'm here to tell you that Jesus loves you. Jesus has a plan for your life. He loves you so much that he went outside the box. He went outside of his spiritual realm into the physical to become a human and show you what life is, how you can defeat the dirty devil and get to his gates. So I'm here to tell you right now to go outside, not only physically, but spiritually and mentally, for you to go outside the box of what you want for yourself and for you to want what Jesus has for you. I'm here to tell you in the mighty name of Jesus that no action has gone unseen, and for you to go outside and preach that word in the mighty name of Jesus.
Father, them souls is waiting outside. I had to go outside for those who outside. I pray he touch you deep inside. I once was outside, but God, you said it's about that time. Father, you saved my life like you have all my time. It was waiting outside. I had to go outside for those who outside. I pray he touch you deep inside. I once was outside, but God, you said it's about that time. Father, you saved my life like you have all my time, yeah.
Nobody wants to strike out, but it's batter up. Well, everybody trying to get their status up. The pressures of the world, it's like we have to front. I was stunting too in Cali up in that caddy truck. But the big corporations probably cracking up, cause vanity is so expensive, you could add it up. See, dudes will spend their rent money at the club, and girls will drop racks on plastic jugs and a fatter butt. I see Patron still pouring. Never been out the country, but you wanna ride foreign. And though you no longer on the block every morning, I can see your mind state never made it off the corner. I say try to focus on what's important. Learn to state your claim and credit the sources. Learn to separate the truth from a falsehood. Don't just let life take its course, go take some courses. I know it's hard to stay focused when post-traumatic stress symptoms surface any moment. Make it past 25 is what I was hoping. Hard to let it go like Frozen. I don't wanna build a snowman. I'm from where selling drugs is a rite of passage. We pack house parties like forget a fire hazard. People out here dying and we just dying laughing, disregarding feelings even though that stuff kinda matters. You see, I'm just barely crawling out. Too many blunts, too many girls for me to talk about. Too many bad moves for me to write a song about. My heart was cold and stiff, I was hoping someone could thaw me out. It's crazy out here, you'll have to pardon us. Speeding down the highway to hell on a party bus. True, the evil in humanity's in all of us affects us to the core, but in my hood, it's more obvious.
Beloved black man, who distorted your vision? Is it them images you see on television? Is it your homies either dead or in prison? Got you thinking God's kingdom is a white man's religion? My dear white man, who distorted your vision? I could understand why you so defensive, but it's never personal when I talk about racism. The sin of oppression left us all victims.
See, I believe the king came for us, killed by his own people, then rose again as the Lord. But all that spiritual talk is just sounding like some noise when there's no water in Flint and no jobs in Detroit. See, who is Jesus to my people up the street? McDonald's, KFC, Burger King, we gotta eat. There ain't no Whole Foods, but the liquor store's full, and my favorite song says it goes perfectly with some weed. See, how we supposed to understand God's promise when they throw the Bible at us but don't talk about our problems? Get rich or die trying, that was everybody's mantra. Give a poor man money but don't teach him economics.
So when they tell them crime pays, it's like, why not? And after you make that first stack, it's like, why stop? I know it may lead to a cell or a pine box, but how's a blind person supposed to watch their own blind spots?
My dear Democrat, who distorted your vision? I feel your vibe, I can see you protesting, but sometimes it don't match with the way that I see you living, so I wonder if it's real or if it's just for the election. My dear conservative, who distorted your vision? I know you love God and say you claim Christian, but you never even mention the corrupt social system, so we don't need your theology, we just want you to listen.
See, blind spots, everybody has them. Some of us don't know the four walls that we've been trapped in. Don't want to know God, we just want to rely on the pastor. As a result, we confuse passion with compassion. Like, I understand tragedy and abortion, but some parts of the world a child should never be born in. I believe in God's word, but how we gonna enforce it when everybody's vision is distorted? Man.
My dear brother, man, who distorted your vision? You don't even know how to ask for what you're missing. Poor examples of manhood set you up from the beginning. Now you've grown and it's affecting the way you're treating our women. My dear sister, say, who distorted your vision? Don't forget, you were made in God's image. The more we lose sight, the more we just keep sinning. It's too late to say that we was just kidding. Listen.
Will you walk alongside me while I'm on this road and put me on to the things that I may not have known? Will you come alongside me while I'm in this life, or will you stand aside and judge when I don't seem to get it right? This world is dark and it gets colder than a winter's night, but when I share in someone else's story, then it gives me life. I want to bring a different light. I think about my homies from the block who've never had a boss that's black or a friend that's white. I just want to open our eyes. The more I look around, the more I realize we're blind. I'm out my comfort zone, like, how ignorant was I? Whoever said what you don't know can't hurt you, that's a lie. That's a lie. So this for anyone that's felt like the victim. For the men, women, and children trying to figure out this system. What we call foolishness, God may just call wisdom. So may he grant his 2020 vision to our blind spots. Blind spots. Blind
spots. Blind. You're listening to Bridging the Gap.
Now you shall see only a poor reflection, as in a mirror, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known.
Yeshua, you are the ruler, it's in you that my hope lies. Faux God, no lie, no bite, I don't play both sides. Been so down with the windows down, truth music blowing at the whip so loud, you repent when I roll by. Got over money, my click if you with it, I know when you ride out. The whole world finna die out, why high now? Fourth down in the fourth, no timeout. Not in no upper room, do what you come to do, we ain't gon' hide out. Ain't here to punish you, Jesus is coming soon. Hate it or love it, one day you gon' find out. Atheist saying, well, the only reason you with him cause you afraid of hell. But I believe the hell was 100% real when I was still about here chasing mail, straight raising hell. Appearing to be real, but literally fake. I sit with a cheat meal, pretending to eat steak. I live with a cheap thrill, pretending to be great till everything breaks. Never been to the top, but I seen the bottom. Well, at least I seen what I think is bottom. But we all believe that we done seen it all until we meet somebody from beneath the bottom. And the things we whine about daily, they don't even see his problems. Honestly, with all I've been seeing, it's kinda hard not to think that we the problem. Hold up. Wait, let it breathe. Hold up. Wait, let it breathe. Hold up. Wait, let it breathe. Hold up. Wait, okay, go. Play. It could be cold 40 days of complete snow, touch his, it get hot today. If I wasn't trying to be cool, these MCs be food on top my plate. But that's not my plate, so I'ma get back in my zone. Try to level through the crap they be on. I know, the dealer and the fiend both need Jesus, but it's so dang hard, nobody selling that crack to my folk. Trying to get them back in that hole, feeling like I'm in this battle alone. Shout out to the cast that are actively out here combating this madness after what matters the most. Yeah! Hold up. Wait, let it breathe. Hold up. Let it breathe. Hold up.
to the streets, bridging the gap.